wanted to go back for a couple of minutes to the first pshat in Masala Yotzei, Ulus pshat in Masala Yotzei, that it's Karim Hayotzei Me'achai Ve'asukha. Rashi Shlomo to that, that piece. So we saw Rashi learns that Tzmitzad the Tfanus. Rashi, the rich for the Ram, they all learn that it's Tzmitzad the Gmorsan, Ma'a the Peymel, L'gavoy Avidu, L'gavoy Avidu, L'gavoy Avidu, So Rashi learns, the rich for the Ram, Echo Rashi, that it means that the Tfanus were made, Rashi is Olarichus, he was Nimlach, he wanted to make the Tfanus say Barsay, then he made it further in. Anyway, the kids of the Tfanus were made, the Tfanus that are Chayre Sukkot, they were really not made for that area. So I would have said, well, I had a payment, so it's no good, because the Tfanus were not made for here. So Kamash wanted this book. So Rashi learns inside the Tfanus. And Tosis learns, no, that's not a Chiddush, that already says in the Mishnah of Achsata. That's the Mishnah of Achsata. You don't need the Tfanus, should be made for the inside of the Sukkot. And therefore, Tosis learns that we're talking about the Kanim. The Kanim are not made for Shemsel. The Kanim, the Chayre Sukkot, are not a Suyum itself. Not a Suyum itself. The Mashkulim, that it is, that it's kosher. So in Rabbeinu Chananel, we had a steer in Rabbeinu Chananel, Rabbeinu Chananel starts off and he says that, Mar the Tema Hani Tefano, he's telling the Gavoy Avidu, the Gavoy Avidu, Psula, Kamashmo and Kevin Lishim Sel Ba'alma Avidu Kshera. So Rabbeinu Chananel is very sure, he starts off with Kanim, and he ends up with Tzel, with Kanim have to do with Tzel. So I said at the time, I thought that it must be a mistake in the Rabbeinu Chananel, it must be not the Tfanis, I think maybe it should say Kanim. Like the Gersh of Tosis put it, the Gersh said in the Gemara, maybe Rabbeinu Chananel's Gersh said in the Gemara, or he's saying that's the Pshat in the Gemara. But Kaponim, it's similar to Tosis, that the issue is Mitzad Tzel. Nonetheless, just recapitulating from last time, nonetheless, not exactly the same as Tosis, because Tosis learns that the Kanim, Yitzim, Yachayar, Yisuk are really not made with Shem Tzel. They're not with Shem Tzel. That's the Havimina, they're not made with Shem Tzel. Kamash Malon, the Chayr doesn't spell out what's the Kamashwan. The Chayr means Kamashwan. It doesn't matter. I don't care if the Kanim are made, whether or not the Kanim are made L'Shem, whether or not the Kanim are made L'Shem Sel. I know a Shver. Christa says that you do need L'Shem Sel. Christa Naches says L'Shem Sel. So I said, well, Sel is only in English in the Shem Sukkah. So here, about the Tophel, it's a Tophel to the Ikra Sukkah, so it has a Shem Sukkah, but there are Tzedus. That was what I said last time. The only thing is, afterwards, I saw that in Iran, the Ran had the same sphere that we had in Lushan Yisrael and Chananel, you have in the Ran also. So that's already, there it's not Shaykh in Magir. Because there he hasn't, he's Myrek in it. Take a look at the Ran. The Ran and the Ritual start to say, explain the Gemara there, Rashi. Does anybody have a Kibbutz by any chance? You want to look at the Richmond side? Okay, no. So the Ran says, the Magen Moritz Chafei Amid Aleph in the Taf Bei Arif. It's the bottom of the first column. So he brings the Gemara. Kalei Meshuvetim Tzoy Zeh Loi Nasu Lekach. Vekam Shev Stodim Tchil Lashem Sukha Pnimis Nasu. Elu Sheikh Nizdoifin Nen Tzoy Lutoichot. Shroi Shoi Shudaya Vekach. So that's all like Rashi. But the issue is Mitzav the Tfanis. The Tfanis were made. He says, "All Arichos, that he was Nimlach, he really wanted to make the Tzad Tzayf and Tzayf further back, and then he moved it in." So it comes out that really all of the Tfanis over here were not made for this area, Bachareya Sukkah. So he's all talking Tfanis, Alderach Rashi. But then he says, "What's the Kamash Malon?" Rafi Luhochi came and David and Litzel, Sulay Tzorah. So, Mamish, the same seer that we had in the Menachanah, we have here in the Rat, he starts with talking about Tfanis, Mamish Alderach Rashi. And then the Kamash Malon, since it's over Litzel, so it's good. What do you mean over Litzel? We're not talking about the Sakh, we're talking about the Tfanis. And here there's nothing, here you can be Magia. And the Rebbe Chanan was one word. Tfanis. We've said Tfanis to be Kanim. Here he has the whole Lashon of Rashi with the Gam Sarichus. And then the Kamash one is, Kevin David and Litzel Tule Tzorech. Shalai Dobu. What's going on? I'm a Shapella. So I thought, maybe the Pshad is both in the Rebbe Chanan and in the Ran as follows. He said anyway last time, that what's the Pshad in the Rebbe Chanan? The Rebbe Chanan learns that the Kamash Malon, since it's Litzel, so since it's, what's his lesson? Since it's Lashem Sel Ba'alma, so it's good enough. Lashem Sel Ba'alma is good enough. So if we're talking about the Kanim, and the Kanim attack the Litzel, Rabbeinu Chananel is saying, not like Taisus. Taisus says the Metzias is that the Kanim, Shachar Yisukar, are not Litzel. or the Tamashmon is, that it doesn't matter. They're not Litzel. It doesn't matter. They're Chelus, let's say, like I said before. Rabbeinu Chananel says that the Tamashmon is that they are Litzel. They're Litzel Ba'alma. So it seems that they are Litzel. So what was the Havamino? This is what I said last time. It must be the Havamino was you need something that's more than Litzel. Litzel is not enough. You need the Karam should be more than merely L'shem Tzel. And it's Medikna Lashon Rabbeinu Chananel. Lashon Rabbeinu Chananel is that the Tamashmon is, it's good enough that it's L'shem Tzel Ba'alma. So the Ba'al means it's enough that it's merely L'shem Tzel. Apparently we need it in the Havamina that the Kanan should be more than L'shem Tzel. Well, what is there that's more than L'shem Tzel? So I said, some of Chanan and Chanan is L'shem Dira. But the Havamina was that you need the Kanan should be made L'shem Dira. The Kanan are not made L'shem Dira. The Chere Sukkah, that's not where you want to have the Dira. So they're not made L'shem Dira. Salkadai Tachamina, that's not good. That's you need to have the Kanan. The Schach should be made L'shem Dira. This Dira of Oysen Hayom. Kamash Malan? No, it's enough that it's L'Shem Tzel Ba'alma. Yachar Yisukah, maybe it wasn't L'Shem Dira, but it was L'Shem Tzel at least. That much he did have in mind when he put up the schach that it's going to be Meitzel over there. He's going to put up shorter schach. That he did have in mind. So the Meitzel, L'Shem Tzel Ba'alma is good enough. That's what I said in Rabbeinu Chananel. So I still want to say that. But now I want to be Meitzel upon the Kudu. Now what's Taka the Hapchona? What is the litmus test that determines when a schach is put up L'Shem Tzel and when it's put up L'Shem Dira? Either way, you're going to sit under the schach. Schach is put up not L'Shem Tzel. I understand what it is. It's a schach. It's not L'Shem Tzel. It's not L'Shem anything. Maybe L'Shem Tzniyus Rashi says. But here we're talking about a schach that was put up L'Shem Tzel. So what exactly is the difference between a schach that's L'Shem Tzel and a schach that's L'Shem Dir? Yes, the Chalad Eloyman, L'Shem Dir means with his Kalim and his Klematzois and so on. That's L'Shem Dir. A lot of there's other ways to say. But I want to suggest in Yenenu that the Hachono is that if that a schach that was put up not to have tfanis is L'Shem Tzel Ba'alma, but a schach that was put up to be meitzel in a place that's mukuf tfanis, that's called L'Shem Dira. And that's exactly, in other words, the difference between the schach that's L'Shem Tzel, this is the one that I want to say. With this, everything else will fall into place. The difference between a schach that's L'Shem Tzel and a schach that's L'Shem more than Tzel, a schach that's L'Shem Dira, is a schach that's L'Shem Tzel, is a schach that I want to be meitzel, but without having any walls. That's a schach that's purely L'Shem Tzel. But if I put up a schach to be meitzel in a mokim that's mukuf mechitzos, so that is L'Shem Dira. That's the definition of a schach that's L'Shem Dira. In Salkadai Techamina, that's what you need. And Kamash Mula, no, you don't need to have it. Akka. So, just first of all, parenthetically, the Maimar Muskur, that we haven't learned Abches, if Chizki said, Lelusha Suyu Lutzel, by Sukkas Gandach, and the Ran learned it meant, Lapuki L'Shem Dira. So, the way I'm saying now, that would mean that Sukkas Gandach, it has to be that you made it without Fanis. And then later on you added the Fanis, because if you had Fanis, then it's a Suyu Lutzel. Maybe that's not so terrible. Maybe that's just the Maimar Muskur. A little bit softer. Or maybe the L'Shem Dira means more. The L'Shem Dira means basic Shekoli Meshashonah. That's the whole idea of it. Because it says it can't be L'Shem Dira because if it's L'Shem Dira, here L'Shem Dira is a mile, there it's a chisar. But there, Dira means basic Shekoli Meshashonah. Also, Dira, basic Shekoli Meshashonah, that half of my meaning with this claim at Soyuz and so on, that's a different kind of L'Shem Dira. That's not L'Shem Dira we're talking about over here. What here we're talking about is only going to be there for 7 days. But that's not the Nidan. The Nidan is, the Schach has to be L'Shem Tzel. Salkadaita chamino l'shem sel shel dira. Sel shel dira means a sel a tfanis to itself. A sel that's mukuf tfanis. Kamash v'lon, no, it's enough to have a sel ba'alma, not a sel of tfanis. And it's not a dover rochik. I mean, we'll see in a minute how this all plays out, but I just want to say this far. It's not a dover rochik to say that the tfanis have to do with the dira. Because after all, it's very reminiscent. We had the Ran by Mechitzas Hanikaras, by the Sugi of Omud, where the Ran says you need Mechitzas Hanikaras l'shem dira. See, the mechitzas have to do with the dira shabbat. The mechitzas are what makes it into a makam dira. So that is exactly the difference between the schach that's l'shem tzel and the schach that's l'shem tzel shel dira. A schach that's l'shem tzel means a schach that my intent when I put it up was to be meitzel without tfanis. And the schach that's l'shem tzel shel dira is a schach that when I put up the schach, my intent was to be meitzel in a makam that's mukuf mechitzas. So mainly, here's the case by Achari HaSukkah. Achari HaSukkah, like the Ran is Marach, the case of Achari HaSukkah. The Ran quotes Rashi. The case of Achari HaSukkah is that when I put up the side walls, I thought it's going to be inside. And then I saw, no, I don't need to have such a big inside, so I put the Beifanim Soy further in. So it comes out that the Achari Asuka, even though the Achari has walls, but those walls were really unintentional. I didn't really plan that there should be walls for the Achari Asuka. So maybe the Mokum of Achari Asuka was not made to have walls. It happens to have walls. Fortuitously it has walls. But I never intended for those walls to be there. They were also with Gavoy, they weren't also with Baroy. So therefore, when I put up the schach, I will say the schach was put up, could be at the end. I'm saying, well, you have to put the schach up at the end. Could be, now we can say the schach was put up at the end. Yeah, well, that's not the case. The schach was put up at the end. So when he put up the schach, so Maritema, that's not called the schach, was l'shem tzel shel dira. Because I'm putting up the schach, and certainly I plan to sit under it, it's l'shem tzel, but it's not a place that has, that I intended to be mukuf mechitzus. There happened to be mechitzus there that I never intended. That I, they were, there are inadvertent mechitzus. But it's not a place that I intend to have mechitzus. So therefore, when I put up the schach, that's called, the schach is there l'shem tzel, but it's not there l'shem tzel shel dira. Because not a schach and a mukuf that I really wanted, intended, needed to be mukuf mechitzus. So maritim, that's no good. Kamash malon, but it's still l'shem tzel ba'alma. Maybe the mechitzus I didn't want, but I did put up the schach at the end. Why did I put the schach all the way back? Apparently the schach I wanted. I wanted to have tzel me'achari ha'sukkah. I have a porch over there. I'll sit on my swing and I'll have a, whatever, on the veranda. I wanted to have a tzel over there. So me'mele, l'shem tzel ba'alma it is. But it's not l'shem tzel shel dira, because I never intended for there to be a mechitzus, for there to be mechitzus in the baroy. So maybe that's the lashon both of the Ran and the Rabbeinu Chanan. I was very mishmak the lashon of the Ran. The whole because he says like Rashi, the tfanis were the gavoy, the baroy. It's all an even in the tfanis, but not the tfanis needs that atzmam. The tfanis needs that atzmam. I live in a world. I need tfanis to shem. There's nothing. The tfanis have to be anything. But it means since the tfanis were made the gavoy, not the baroy, so it lacks in the schach. That the schach is not l'shem dira, kamash v'lon, but at least it's, but that it's enough that it's l'shem tzel v'alma, both in the Rebbeinu Chanan and in the Ran. If that's the case, so I think it's kama revochim over here. The word itself, I think, it's very geshmak in the Rebbeinu Chanan and the Ran. I don't see any way out of it. I mean, something along these lines, at least. Well, it's Rabbi Nachman's drum stool. He starts off with Gavoy, Baroy, Nimlach, the whole affair, all of the Tfanis. Kamash Lod, that it's the Tzel Avidi. That's the fact. The Tfanis inform itself. If the Tfanis are made for that area, then it's a bigger, the Tzchach is more than the Shem Tzel, then it's a Tzchach of the Shem Dira. If the Tfanis were not made for that area, then the Tzchach is only the Shem Tzel Be'alma. So, Kadai Tachamim is no good. Kamash Lod, that is good. So first of all, if we'll say this way, so it could very well be that that's Rashi as well. Rashi doesn't say. Rashi explains the Havim, doesn't explain the Kamash one. It could very well be that that's the Pshat in Rashi also. If that's the case, I thought this would also be a Tosefes Havon in Rashi, why Rashi learned the case is that he had original plans with to have the Daifin in the back, and then he moved the Daifin forward. Why did I say L'chat Chilo? He planned to have a small sukkah, he made the doifet in the middle, that's the way he originally designed it. He made long time, maybe those were the only pieces of wood that he could find. But l'chadchila, this was with a forethought, that he wanted to, this is the way he wanted to build the sukkah. Who told Rashi that it was Nimlach? So last time we said a fancy pshat, Rashi also said has to be l'shem tzel, and the echayre sukkah really is not l'shem tzel, like Taisa says, but since he thought when he put up the schach, he put up the schach first, and then he thought it's going to be l'shem tzel. That's how we learned the Rashi. That's what I said last time for the Rashi. The case is he put up the schach first. When he put up the schach, he thought this is going to be the Mokum HaSukkah. So therefore the schach was made l'shem tzel. Now then he moved the doif, then he changed his mind. And really now the schach, he doesn't really want it to tzel anymore. But since he put it up l'shem tzel, so it's good enough. That's what I wanted to say last time. But now, if we're going to say with this mahalach, so I think we can say differently. L'oil Rashi is learning the cases he put the schach up at the end. And the schach that he puts up at the end is l'shem tzel. Like it says in Rabbeinu Chanan al Nirah, the schach is l'shem tzel. L'shem tzel ba'alma, please. The matter tema was that since he's putting up the schach, yes, he's putting up schach l'shem tzel, but he's not putting up schach l'shem tzel in a mokayim where he intended to have tfanis. So that only works if he's nimlach. If he l'chadchila designed the sukkah this way to be like a H or something, you know, to be with the. If he just l'chadchila, this is how he designed the sukkah, and then he puts up the schach l'shem tzel, so that's the schach l'shem tzel of Dira. He's planning to sit there in the cell of the Sach, and there are walls all around. So what's missing over here? It's not Lashem Chag maybe, but who cares? We don't need Lashem Chag, we just need Lashem Cell. In the Lashem Cell, Manik is a Chosim. He has walls, he wanted to have walls, now he puts up the Sach. So he's putting up Sach to be Meitzel and a Mokim that's Mokim Machitzus. That it's a cell. So therefore Rashi had to learn that the Machitzus here, he never planned to have these Machitzus at all. These Machitzus happened by accident altogether. He didn't want a Machitzus Achayri Sukkah. He didn't think there would be an Achayri Sukkah. He was planning the whole thing differently. So maybe it happened to come out the way he put up the two side walls, then he decided where to put the middle wall. So it comes out that these walls just happened by accident. So those walls happened by accident. So then when he puts up the schach, the putting up the schach to be made so has nothing to do with the walls, because the walls were there, he doesn't really want those walls over there. That's called the schach shel tzel, not a schach shel dir. So it'll be a tesefta savon, and why you actually have to say the case like this. And the Ran is matik, this whole Arigas and Rashi, Ran is matik, that would be the havon. And I thought also, with this is Miyushiv, the pshitos, Taisis kashiv from achsadra. Taisis says, what's the chiddush? This is the case of achsadra. By achsadra also, the mechitzis are made for the house, they're not made for the mokum sukkah. So what's, you see, you don't need the mechitzis is made for the inside of the sukkah. So what's the kamashim of it? Taisis kashiv. But feel what I'm saying now, I think it's very, we could say a simple answer. The nidin is not mitzad the mechitzis themselves, call them. The nidin is mitzad the schach, because the schach has to be with Shem itself. That has to be a shel shel dira. And a shel shel dira is defined. I don't know if it's a shel shel dira or not a shel shel dira. Well, look, Rav Fan is there, but he wants to have, and then he puts up the schach. That's called that he's putting up the schach l'shem shel shel dira. If there's no tfanis there, then it's not called the shel shel dira. So, or you want the tfanis to be there. So that's not called the shem shel shel dira. Case of achsadra, it's different. In case of achsadra, he put up the schach in order to make a sukkah, l'shem sukkah. Let's say Pshuta, at least it could be the case. That's the Pashas the case. He has an achsad, he wants to make the sukkah, he puts up the sach l'shem sukkah. If he's putting up the sach l'shem sukkah, so two things. First of all, ein l'chol l'shem dir, gadol mizeh. Who cares if he wants to have mechitzis? Didn't want to have mechitzis, the mechitzis happened to be there. You're putting up a sach l'shem chag, avada, that's l'shem dir. You're planning to be l'kayim, the sukkah is teishu shivas yonim. Same idea as, to make a sukkah, dir is kla. So avada, that's l'shem, that's avada l'shem dir. I don't care whether the tfanis there or not, or intentional tfanis, not intentional tfanis. When you make a sukkah l'shem chag, avada l'shem dir. It's not like over here. Over here, the l'shem chag was only the sukkah pnimis. He certainly has no intention that the achayri sukkah should be his sukkah l'shem chag. Otherwise, that's not achayri sukkah. Then that's his sukkah. That's a two-family sukkah. I mean, that wouldn't be called achayri sukkah. Avada, his l'shem chag is only in the pnimis. The outside of this only l'shem tzel. Shel shel dir, not shel dir, but it's not his l'shem chag. So if it's not l'shem chag, then what makes it more than l'shem tzel? Only the tfanis, and the tfanis are inadvertent. That's number one. Number two, we already said that the whole notion of l'shem tzel, based on Rashi and Dafyat Beis, is only in a sukkah that wasn't made l'shem chag. A sukkah that's l'shem chag doesn't really need to be l'shem tzel, because it has l'shem sukkah be'etzim. We think in Rashi and Dafyat Beis, it's looking from the word that base, that a sukkah l'mal mi'eshrim doesn't need to be, it can't be l'shem tzel, but it doesn't even have any tzel. And yet the other Amiroim are looking at him there, and they say, it doesn't matter, we're going to make some shiuch d'chsiv. So you see, you don't need l'shem tzel. How can Rashi and Davches by Rav Chisda say you need l'shem tzel? So you already said, no, Rashi and Davches explained. A sukkah is l'shem chag, it doesn't have to be l'shem tzel. But if it's not l'shem chag, then what does it have l'shem sukkah? At least it has to be l'shem tzel. So maybe we need it. Sneak up a pshitus, the Gemara of Achsad, the Mishnah of Achsad, where that's talking about a sukkah l'shem chag. So that doesn't have to be l'shem tzel. Alach has kama b'chamer, it doesn't have to be l'shem tzel, shel shel dir. The achayri sukkah is not l'shem chag. It's only l'shem tzel. So salkadai tachamina, that's no good. You have to have l'shem shel shel dir at least. The mashmal no, l'shem shel ba'alma is also good enough. Now just now that we know that l'shem shel ba'alma is good enough, so then the case of achsadra could be even not l'shem chag. I'm only saying, what's the chiddush? What's the chiddush of the Bais? It already says in the Mishnah of Achsadra. No, the Mishnah of Achsadra could be talking about l'shem chag. Then you don't need l'shem shel. Comes along the Bais and says, no, l'shem shel ba'alma is good enough even when it's not l'shem chag. Once that's true, then it's true by achsadra also. But it's a positive teretz for achsadra. So it comes to one nekuda though. The Ritva asked the kasha for machsadra. The Ran, I don't believe, asked the kasha for machsadra. Let's double check, make sure I'm not making a mistake. I don't think the Ran mentioned the kasha for machsadra. Doesn't mention it. The Ritva asked the kasha for machsadra. Places kasha, and this is a different teretz. The achsadra is a tefanis kulim, so mainly you have in mind all the sides. A wall that's kavur, you have in mind any use you'll make out of the wall. So that's he answers a technical answer. So Chorus not like the Mahalach that I'm saying. So I think it's very mechuvan. The Ritva, when he's matig Rashi, similar to the Ran, they both side with Rashi, but the Ritva by the Kamashmul doesn't say anything about sale. It's not like the Ran. The Ritva says, Man, the payment of the tithes were made for the Baroi. They were the Gavoi, they weren't made for the Baroi, and maybe that's a problem. Ayak Sadra is different, it's thick walls. Kamashmul, it doesn't matter. Not in the Quran. The Ritva was not talking about sale. This fancy stickle toilet, I'm telling you, is not in the Ritva. That's why the Ritva has the problem from Aksadra. And the Ritva in the Kamashmul doesn't say a word about sale. I'm telling you, a fancy stickle toilet, the Ritva not on the Ran, who say like Rashi, who say the whole Ritva is like Rashi, but they say the Kamashmul is the Shem Sel. So in the Rabbeinu Chanan on the Ran, I think that's what they're saying. They think, and remember, they get around the problem of Aksadra. The Tfanis, the Shem, the Tfanis being Ligavoy and not Liberoy would never probably have the Tfanis themselves. That we know from Aksadra, they don't give the Aksadra should be, the Tfanis should be made L'shem and the Sukkah. The issue was Mitzad itself. The Psalka Daita Chamino, since the Tfanis were inadvertent, so lacks in L'shem Sel of Aschach. It's not a Sel Shel Dio. A Mashmalon, that L'shem Sel Ba'alma, very good, L'shem Sel Ba'alma is good enough. You don't need a Shem, you don't need a Sel Shel Dio. It's enough to have itself Ba'alma. And that could be Rashi as well. Rashi go either way. Rashi, we know how Rashi learns the Kamashmul. He might mean like a Benachan, like the Ran. He might mean like the Ritva. Right, now I'll put this in there.
So
where does
you have a marker that there's
this middle, the shame here? Well, it's only Saka Daitach. That's the Saka Daitach. The Saka Daitach was that maybe L'shem Sel has to be a stronger L'shem Sel. It has to be a L'shem Sel and a Mokim that you have with Jesus. Okay, that's number one. Now let's go back to the other... So let's see the Gemara again inside. Ravai Shiyom, the Yisrael is half possible pachas mishleish the tefachim, the sukkah kana, ma yetzei mitayr sukkah. Maskev Ravai Shiyom, lehela abe, the abe pachas begimel, the sukkah kana mi possible. So no wish na abe, what's the chiddush? That it's mistar, if Avi is mistar, it's half possible to talk as Megimel, it shouldn't be any less than Avi. Actually, it says in this Gemara that there's Lovud by it's half possible. Because Avi is Lovud, that's the Gemara, we know the Gemara from Ain Lovud Mem, so Avi is Megim Lovud. If the Gemara asks, Loya Hail Avi, the Gemara is saying it's half possible, it has Lovud. That's the Pshutta. The Gemara of Chaim says not. Amr of Abba Zemisar, Fishayim Tachtav, Zemisar, Fishayim Tachtav. In fact, the Gemara of the Committee, the Mistar, is due to Mistarif, who asked me in a kosher, I mean, this is Ben El Yoshev in Titanir Kichiyev, she Mistarif, I bomb Sova, I tell you, but I also like to give. So we saw Rashi learns that Zem Mistarif is Shein Tachtav, Zem Mistarif is Shein Tachtav, means that Abir is Ein Shein Tachtav, Sach Kosel is Yishenim Tachtav. And basically, the Mahalach of Rashi is that Lovud is enough to be Mistarif, but it's not enough to be Shein Tachtav. Not enough to be shenoyes. Lovud, as far as it goes, is not sufficient to be a shein and tachtum. Therefore, by average, any shein and tachtum. If lovud is kisosim, that's not enough to make it be shein and tachtum. Why not? Lovud is kisosim. Why is it not enough to make it be shein and tachtum? He said various things. The bottom line, he said, is because it may be lovud works for the din oil of the sach, not for the din meitzel of the sach. And Rashi's shita is by deitan akumah, the kiddushin hakasadoyf, and so on. Rashi's shita is that sheino is totally yeshiva sukkah is totally. In the din meitzel of the sach, not the din oil of the sach. In the din meitzel of the sach, you have to sit under the tzel, not under the cham. Even though it's silosim u'mechavosa, it's kulei kemutzul in a sense, but not enough to sit under it. And that's what we see from Tita Nirek. The tzel could be kemayim, and not totally kemayim. So tzilsim u'mechavosa, the chamo is kitzel, because tzilsim u'mechavosa, it's kilu kulei mutzul, but it's not kitzel mamish, it's kitzel u'itzarek, but it's not like tzel u'inyin yishiv. That was in the halakh and hashiv. Taisus is chayil kanashi. At least lechatchim, after was Taisus chayza. Taisus is chayil kanashi. Taisus learns just the opposite. That avir, since it's lovud and it's sosu and it's yishenim tachtu. But sach posul, that's already ain yishenim tachtu. Taisa asked in Rashi, he says, Avi, why shouldn't, if it's Lovud, so it's Kisosim, why shouldn't you be Yishen and Tachtav? Must be Avi, is Yishen and Tachtav. Sachposel is Yishen and Tachtav. So Taisa needs a husband. Hara the Pshat and Taisa, at least naively, Pashkofer Rishonim. Taisa is saying, Avi is Lovud, it's Kisosim. So that's why it's Yishen and Tachtav. Lovud is Kisosim, Yishen and Tachtav. Sachposel, it's not lovud, so therefore it's ain't shein and tachtav. That can't be, because chafosel is lovud. We know that chafosel is lovud. First of all, we know it from the Gemara in Daf Yizayinim at base, where the Gemara says that the reason why the shear is chafosel by a sukkah k'tan is gimel tefachim. By sukkah gadol, the shear is chafosel is dalet tefachim. How come by a sukkah k'tan, the shear is gimel tefachim? More for it, it didn't chafosel itself. It's shod b'shirai or somehow by chafosel. Somehow by Sukkot Tano, Chafosel and Avir have the same shear of Gimel Tefachim, and the Gemara said, no, it's not because that's the shear. It's because Bosel is shear in the Sukkah. That you need to have 7 by 7, and if you have Chafosel in the middle, even if it's less than Dalet Tefachim, it's not a shear, it's Chafosel for Haplova, but the mice, you don't have 7 by 7, you have to go down to below 3, and what do you get if you go below 3? But still, you still don't have 7 by 7. So Rashi says, Lovud. So it's mukuk in the Gemara Daf Yizayin Beis. This chafosel also has lovud, like Rashi says. Well, the Ritva says it by us. Number two, it's mukuk in Agamar. Agamar itself, the Gemara says lo yehi ela avir. Gemara says chafosel. What's the chiddush that it's mistarab lo yehi ela avir? No, what do you mean lo yehi ela avir? Avir is lovud. Chafosel is not lovud. So mukuk in the Gemara that chafosel has lovud. So if chafosel has lovud, so what's the difference if lovud is enough? If lovud makes it that yishen and tachtov like by avir. And Chafosel is also lovud, so why by Chafosel should be ain shein and tachtav? That's the chayda problem in, that's the problem, the basic problem in understanding Tosfos. So I thought, behektim, you mocked them. We don't really need a Chafosel, but it'll bring me out the point. We know the halacha is that ayosim hachas amito so lo yotzei dei chivos. Because the oil of the mito is mevatel the oil of the sach. So if you remember, we had in one of the Pinim Beis, the Gemara asked, how come by a mito, by that din of yosim hachas amito, so we said that even a nachlitin that has a sort of tfochim, we said that in Naklitin, since it's Kavua, so it's Enya Shein and Tachtov. I just want the lesson we were at, but just remember the details over there. Kinoifis, most of the Kinoifis, a four-posted bed, Afopi Shein Gavay Asara, it's Enya Shein and Tachtov. So the Gemara says, that's because it's kavur. Because it has a certain amount of kriyas. So the way I ask, by respect to Gemara, what about sukkah tachas sukkah? Well, it has a certain amount of kriyas, not less than a mito, and yet, you need to have a sar tfachim. That was a complicated sugya. There's one nekuda I want to pull out of that sugya, so we don't have to crawl all the way back into the sugya. So I want to bring out one nekuda. So what is the chiluk? Gemara says, "Hoshem to the mitzvah sukkah b'asara, hachad l'shvuyah oil abotzer m'asara nami habi oil." Not clear what the Gemara wants. There's different shittas there in the Shain. Rashi learns Prat and Gemara, so then it's not relevant to us. That the Gemara is saying that by sukkah tachasukkah, there's a special dress hakosuv that the sukkah yoyin has to be a sukkah k'shera, and botzer m'asara is not a sukkah k'shera, and that has nothing to do with yoshim tachasamita. You don't have, and so fine, but it's not. Then I have nothing to say from that Gemara, but. The Ramban and the Ravid say different Shat and Gemara, each one with a slight variation, but basically the same idea. The Gemara is asking, how come by Yoshin Tachas Hamito, it seems you could have an oil that's less than Asar Tvachim, and if it's Kavua, it's called an oil, and it's Eni Shein and Tachim. And by Sukkah Tachas Sukkah, it's only called an oil if it's Asar Tvachim. Less than Asar Tvachim is not called an oil for the din of Sukkah Tachas Sukkah. So the Gemara answers according to the Ravid's understanding and the Ramban, if by sukkah tachas sukkah, the oil of the elyona is coming to be mevatel the oil of the sukkah. So you want the oil of the elyona to be mevatel the oil of the sukkah totally, to passel it. You need a bigger degree of oil. Now, Yoshim Tachas HaMikah, the Mikah is not passeling the Sukkah. The Sukkah per se is still a kosher Sukkah. The Mikah is only Mevato, that if you're in the Mikah, so you're not Yosef. Because then it's called you're in the oil of the Mikah, you're not in the oil of the Sukkah. So the oil of the Mikah is not destroying the oil of the Sukkah. It just creates a new oil in its own right, and if you're in the Mikah, then you're under this oil, and not exclusively under the oil of the Sukkah. By Sukkah Tachas Sukkah, the oil Hel Yoyna is destroying the oil of Tachtoyna. That it doesn't, that it's possible. Sukkah Tachas Sukkah is possible. So that needs a bigger degree of kriyas. Yoshim Tachas HaMikah, the Sukkah is not possible. Yoshim Tachas HaMikah, it's not Memai from the Shira Sukkah. You have a Sukkah 7x7, you have a mito, so you can't sleep under the mito, but it's not Memai the Shira Sukkah. Even if the mito is fairly, even if you don't have a sword from the top of the mito to the top of the Sach. You'll remove the mito, it's just a kli, you can remove the mito. So you can't sleep under the mito, but it's not Mevatel, the oil of the Sukkah. The oil of the Sukkah remains. What I want from that Gemara, and I don't need that Gemara, but since we learned it, you see in the Kutub. Yoshim Tachas HaMikah is an additional oil. It doesn't have to, you don't have to destroy the oil of the Sukkah in order not to be allowed to sleep under the Mikah. When we say that the oil of Mikah is Mevatel, the oil of the Sukkah, it doesn't mean that the oil of the Sukkah is null and void. The kilo that chelik of the Sukkah is possible. That chelik of Sach is still kosher. A haraya, nobody ever. It's still the star for the shear of Zion al Zion. But you can't sleep under the mito, because if you sleep under the mito, you're not sleeping only under the oil of the Sach. You're sleeping also under the oil of the mito, and that's called the bittel oil. That you are sleeping in the oil of the mito, which therefore takes away from your sleeping under the oil of the sukkah. So therefore, what I want to say is, Lovin makes it that the Sach kosher is kisosim. Chazmi says the kavim panim edim achsidim es amachitza. The steam of the Sach kosher, since the interference, the spaces are less than gimel tochim, so it's called that I have an oil, the steam of Sach kosher all the way across by Avin. And since it's kisosim, so it's yoshni shein tachta that places holds Avin. That's enough. If the oil is soisim. If it's lovod and it's a stima, so you see shein tachto. I'm sleeping under the oil of the sach kosher. Sach posel. So since it's less than gimel tochim, so it's still sosel the sach kosher. As we imagine, that's the difference in the modern Arabian. The modern Arabian, we're talking about touching. If there's a chatzitz, it's not touching. But here we're talking about the mechitza has a din. The sach has a din that it's soisim, that it makes an oil. So pachas and gimel, doesn't matter if it's avir or whether it's sach posel. Sach pachas and gimel is negligible. So the Sach Kosher is negligible. It's not Mevatel the steam of the Sach HaKosher. Fine, so I have a steam of the Sach HaKosher that goes all the way across. But I also have Sach Posel. And the Sach Posel is an oil in its own right. So even though it's not Mapsid the steam of the Sach HaKosher, but in addition, it's no better than a mito. Lo Yehei Elo, the Sach HaKosher, look at it as a mito. A mit is not mevatel l'sach, like the Gemara says in Daviyot. The mit is not mevatel l'sach. The oil l'sach is there, but you can't sleep under the mito. So al derech zeh, it's all lovud. And if it would only be avir, so then it's good. It's avir. The whole thing is lovud. So if it's lovud, it's kisosim, it's sach kosher. By avir, you can sleep there. The problem is by sach kosher, it's still lovud. That's the Gemara says l'yehel avir. It's still lovud, and the sheer difference would start with the sheer zayin al zayin. Because it's still lovod, you have lovod, you have 7x7 schach kosher. But since you have schach posel here also, so the schach posel also makes it the rein yishen and tachtov. Doesn't ruin the shear of 7x7. It's still the star of the shear of 7x7. 7x7, fine and well. You have 7x7 schach kosher. It's also a schach kosher. But you can't sleep under it, because besides the schach kosher that you have it with lovod, you also have schach posel. So happy to sleep under schach posel, you're sleeping under an oil. You're sleeping under an oil, the schach posel. It's like sleeping under a mito. That's the case. I think it's a pasuk shot in places. That's the case. So first of all, it's a very good shot in the kutah. The Gemara says, "How could you sleep? It's mistarif. How could you not sleep under it?" So the Gemara says, "Titanir kechich." What do Gemara see in titanir? I think it's Tosu Shitosu. Rashi learned the case of Titanirik is that if you have Titanirik, so it doesn't pass the sukkah, but 40 sov it is no good. So that means that the Moses being a raya, it can have something that's like mayim but not totally like mayim. It's in between. It's mayim but it's not fully like mayim. It's mayim to the start of the shir, but it's not mayim that can have a whole mikvah out of it. If that's the pshat, then that would have nothing to do in Tosis' understanding of our Gemara, of Zem Esav, Ein Shem Tafel. That would have nothing to do with the case. Here the issue is not that you have something that's in between, it's neither here nor there. The issue is everything is the Vavod is Kisosim, but in addition, an extra interference, because you have Sakhbosel, it's interfering. What does that have to do with Titanir? The answer is Tosis Shitosim. Tosis learns the case of Titanir differently. That's what Tosis is on the base. Tosis, that's not the case of Titanir. The case of Titanir is that if you have a mikvah and you have Titanir, the Titanir is the Tarakar Abom Shah, but you can't be tabled on the Titanir. Yeah, a little spot of Titanir, it's Mistarat Abom Shah, but in that spot you can't be tabled. What's the shot? If it's Mistarat Abom Shah, why can't you be tabled in that spot? The answer is it's Mistarat to the Abom Shah because it's Mayim. But it's not only Mayim. It's Mayim with other stuff too. And the other stuff too is, let's say, Poshut, it's Chaitzitz. So therefore, it's Mistarat Abom Shah because it's Mayim. But it's Mayim plus. So you can't be tabled in it because you want to be tabled in it, you're going to have the Titanir, the Tit part of it, is going to interfere with your ability to be tabled. But it's Kemayim for everywhere else, it's still Kemayim. And that's mamish the case over here. The Tzach Basel and the Tzach to the Shir, because it's Lovud and it's Sosim with Tzach Kosher. But it's not only Sosim with Tzach Kosher, it's also Tzach Basel. So you want to sit under it. But it's Shir if it's good, like the Titanirik. It's good for the Shir because it's Mayim. But you can't be tabled in it because not only Mayim, there's other stuff too, and the other stuff too is passes your Mayim too. So mamish al derech zeh, it's mitzarek l'zayin al zayin because it's all sosim mitzvah kosher. But you can't sleep under it because in addition you have this problem of the, because you're also sleeping under the sacha posel. Come, like the yosem vechas nemitah. Bechoy, this will be a gishmak of shat and tosis. So first I thought that it's no good, but then I think it's actually very good. I thought it's no good, why? Because tosis, b'sei chadvarim, the whole shat and tosis, Tosis, after he says his pshat, he presents his pshat, so he says, so one second, how do you ever sleep under Shmudim? By the case of Masachos Sukkos, the Shmudim, by Baruch HaSamito, Meshevach, Munei, Pemreim, Kimoisim, Ksheiro, how do you sleep in such a sukkah? You're always going to be sitting under, sleeping under, Slo Yimolot, you have a sukkah, Shpoi, Shach, Shpoi, Shach, where do you sleep? Where are you going to sleep? There's no room there to sleep, unless you go under the Shmudim too. So how's it Mishkachos? So Taisa says, look at Taisa's side. Kach Tzorach L'Farish. You see, it's the first word in the line, Kach Tzorach L'Farish. Kach Tzorach L'Farish, V'shiyesh Hechsher Sukkah B'lo Ya'avir U'B'lo Ya'Apostle, Yishenim Tachtav Ben B'zeh U'Ben B'zeh. And once you have enough Shiyas Fakosher, Hechsher Sukkah, then you could be Yoshin Tachas Chach Posel, or you could be Yoshin Tachas Avir Shlok Kuntek. Agamara is the only where you don't have a Hechsher Sukkah without the Chach Posel and the Avir. Then there's a Chilik of Yishen Tachtav and Ein Yishen Tachtav. Well, the Hochi Noka Sukkah Ketana. That's why the Gemara said the case by Rav Eishu said the case by Sukkah Ketana. Because placed earlier, they asked in Rashi, why did Rav Eishu say the case by Sukkah Ketana? By Sukkah Gedayla also there's a Chilik you can sleep under the Chach Posel. So now it's good. A kapon places a chiluk that when you have a shir echshu sukkah, then you can sleep even under the schach apostle. So what's the svar? What's the difference? You can't sleep under the schach apostle. Why does it matter if you have a echshu sukkah now? So the chayr, it's b'derech tfeilus, like all the other. That's the whole theme over here in the sukkah tfeilus. That when you have a schach kosher kishir echshu sukkah, then it's easier to sleep under the schach apostle. It's tofel to the ikir eschach. But the obvious couple, but they're chaylus. You could sleep under. That makes sense if you learn that schach posel's problem is that like it lacks, it's not kosher enough. Schach posel is not loved enough. So I could say, oh, with extra sukkah with chaylus it works. But if schach posel, the trans schach posel is you can't sleep under the schach posel, not because it's not fully lomod or fully schach kosher. It's very lomod and it's very schach kosher, but it's also schach posel. It's like yoshin tachas amito. There's a dover at Paisel. You can't sleep here because there's a dover that's preventing you from being in the sukkah. So in that help, that it makes sense to say it's famous. Hayala ladas, that you could say, well, if I have a hechsher sukkah, then in the rest of the sukkah I can sleep under a mito. I mean, that's ridiculous. The problem sleeping under a mita, it's not a lack of mischach, it's a lack that you're under the mita, and the mita doesn't allow you to be yotzei. So what does it matter if you have a shir hetzer sukkah, you don't have a shir hetzer sukkah? It makes no sense. So l'chayr, what does Taisus want to be? If I'm right, that the pshat in Taisus is that lovud lo'ilam is kisosum, and that's why you can sleep under avir, and by sach posel it's also sosum, because it also had lovud. But there's a new din that you can't sleep under the sach posel because it's like a yoshim tachas hamito, so then what's Taisus mean l'chalak over here, that if you have a shir hetzer sukkah, then anybody could sleep by ben b'zeh or ben b'zeh? Right, so Kasha, what does it say? But I think the end is not a kasha, it's a raya. Because there's another problem here in Taisus. Problem in pshat. Taisus says, the last few words in this piece that we just read, he said, L'kach tzorech u'lehochi noka tzukatana. Taisus coming to explain why did Rav Oshia choose to say his kasha. Well, this was his kasha in Rashi. Rashi learned that Eini Shein Atachtav means that you can't. Rashi would forget that the din of Psal Yotzei is that you can sleep under the Sach HaPosel. Taisus asked, sleep under the Sach HaPosel? That's not only by Sukkah Tana. That's a Chiddush by Sukkah Gedolah too. You have a Sukkah Gedolah and you have a Sach HaPosel. So it's still a Chiddush that you can sleep under it. So why did it say the case by Sukkah Tana, not by a Sukkah? Why did Rashi talk about a Sukkah Tana, not by a Sukkah Gedolah? Poshut, again, Ravish is talking about Sach Poshut, and really the Sach Poshut is any Shein Tachto. The Chiddush is that it's Mustar. When the Brisa says Psal Yosei Nini Kesukah, doesn't mean you can sleep under it. But again, you cannot sleep under it. It means that it's Mustar. Of course, that's why you have to talk about Sukkah Tana, because the Chiddush that it's Mustar is only relevant to a Sukkah Tana by Sukkah Dala. I don't need it to be Mustar. Now, Taisus says this new word that if you have 7x7. So you have already a shir hechshir sukkah. Then it's yishen atach the ben mazel mamzeh ulahochi nokat sukkah k'tana. I don't understand. What does Taisus want? He already explained. It's poshut. It says sukkah. Maybe I'm saying it too complicated. What do the words in Taisus mean? Ulahochi nokat sukkah k'tana. What is he saying? Poshut chat. Ulahochi nokat sukkah k'tana. He means now that I'm telling you that by sukkah k'dayla, so it's yishen atach the ben mazel. So by Sukkah Gedolah, the Rav Oshi doesn't need to tell me that Psal Yotzei Min HaSukkah is Nidin Kisukkah, and then where's Le'eh El Avir, and then where's Mechalek, and Zemesar Pein Yishen Tachlev, Zemesar Shein Yishen Tachlev. By Sukkah Gedolah, none of that's, by Sukkah Gedolah, it's always Yishen Tachlev. So what's the Chiddush of Rav Oshi? So therefore Rav Oshi had to say by Sukkah Ketan. I don't understand. Taisus' whole Shita is that the Ein Yishen Tachlev that by a schach posel, it's any shein of tachtov. So when Rav Oishi has said that the Brisa says Psal Yotzei Min HaSukkah Nidin Kesukah is referring to schach posel in a sukkah k'tana. So what does it mean? What is the meaning of words? According to Taisus Pshat, what do the words mean? Psal Yotzei Min HaSukkah Nidin Kesukah. Does it mean yishein of tachtov, or does it mean that it's mistar? According to Taisus Mahalach Megillah. Mistar. It can't mean yishein of tachtov, because forget any shein of tachtov. According to Rashi, when Rav Oshi said that Schach Posel is Nidin Kesukah, it means that it's Yishein Tachtav, and that's the Chiddush, that it's Yishein Tachtav. According to Taisus Grad, it's not Yishein Tachtav. Psal Yotzei Min HaSukkah Nidin Kesukah means that it's Mistarif. And the Chiddush of Rashi is, even though it's any Yishein Tachtav, but it's still Mistarif. If, according to Taisus, so it's Poshut that we have to be talking about a Sukkah Ketana, because by a Sukkah Gedolah, I don't need a Tziruf. I only need the tzir by a sukkah k'tana. So of course, if I should only ask you talking about by a sukkah k'tana. So what's Taisus now coming back to this question? It says, now that I'm telling you by sukkah k'tana, it's yishayin tachtav, b'mezeh, b'mezeh, so now I understand why lahokhi nokat sukkah k'tana. What do you mean lahokhi nokat? Of course it's nokat sukkah k'tana. According to Taisus, even before we got to this last bombshell over here, that if you have extra sukkahs, yishayin b'mezeh, b'mezeh, once you're on Taisus's mahalach, that Rav Oshia, that Shalal Yitzim Sukkah Nina Kesukah means that it's Mistarif, so of course it has to be talking about a Sukkah Ketan. It's very bizarre, the Taisus. Al Korchachat HaOmer, that Taisus is already being Chayzer to Rashi's Pshat. Even though he hasn't gotten enough of the Yishalmi. The next line of Taisus is going to bring the Yishalmi. And then it's, because that's the next line of Taisus, Yishalmi the Brochus. Mashmud Avi Mistarif, Ein Yishayim Tachtav, Kipir Shekuntris, and the end he brings Yishalmi like Rashi. So I was taught the Pasuk Shabbos is if he gets the Yerushalmi, that's where he makes the 180 degree turn. The Chayis Mukhuk not the way. It's Mukhuk and Tosis that he's making the 180 degree turn. He's coming back to Rashi already when he brought this the issue of Shpudim. Shpudim having to sleep under sukkah that Shpudim as it must be if they have an extra sukkah. So then it's a shame. Now he's already changing his mind. He's going back to Rashi. Why? There's no reason. So far, there's no reason to change your mind to go back to Rashi. You don't need to change your mind until you get to Yerushalmi. Why are you changing your mind prematurely, Tosis? I think this is the answer. Because Tosis only makes sense. The whole map, it's a given that Chachpasul is also love. Avi is love, Chachpasul is love, it's Mukhach and Gemara, Yehei Le'Avi. Chachpasul is love. If when we say Ein Yishen and Tachta is talking about Chachpasul, it could only be because Chachpasul has an extra psul, like Yoshu Tachas Amitim. That doesn't make sense if you want to now, but now Tosis brings a raya that if you have a Shir Hechshu Sukkah, that's Yishen and Tachta Bemezeh, Bemezeh. That doesn't make sense if it's an extra psul. If chach psul is an extra psul, like Yoshim Tachas Amito, then this chiluk doesn't make any sense, like I said before. So our korfuk already now, as soon as Tosis says that once you have an extra sukkah, you shame tachdim bemezeh or bemezeh, you have to be chayzer to learn like Rashi. That chach psul, la'olam, that really, you have to be chayzer to learn like Rashi. That the ein yishenim tachdim is going on, that the yishenim, that abri is yishenim, sorry, that abri is ein yishenim tachdim. Sachposel is the one that's Yishen and Tachtov. Sachposel is the one that's Yishen and Tachtov. And the pshat is, not because it's an extra psul, rather the pshat is because Lovud is Kisosum, but not so Sosum that it's like Sach Kosher Mamish. Like Rashi's Havon of Titanirit. That's the point of Titanirit. That something could be like Maya, but not 100% like Maya. So Avir is like Sach, but not 100% like Sach. And Schach Posel has an extra din that Das Psal Yotzi becomes 100% like Schach. Hakol Derech Rashi. Then it really makes sense in the Chal. That when do we say that Lovod is like Schach, but not totally like Schach, that's when you don't have a Hefshe Sukkot. When you have a Hefshe Sukkot, then the Lovod becomes even, then even you can sleep even under the Lovod. Because then already you don't need the, whatever exactly the Havon is, needs a little bit of Havon, but again, if you're in the world of going back in, if you're in the world of Tosfos, you can sleep under Lovod. So if you can sleep under Lovod, why can't you sleep under Schachpos? It must be that it's a psul noisif, like Yoshim Tachas Amit. But if it's a psul noisif, then the chiluk between if you have Hefshe Sukkah, you don't have Hefshe Sukkah, it doesn't make any sense. So therefore, there's already right now 180 degree turn in Tosfos. Already now he's chayzer to Rashi before he even gets to the Yerushalmi. You have to say like Rashi that the Ein Yishen of Tachtov is already by Avir. Not because there's an extra psul, Avi doesn't have an extra psul, but rather Lovod itself, even though it's like Schach, but it's not totally like Schach. Lovod is like Schach, that's the start of the Shir, but it's not like Schach, that it's not cool that you're sleeping under the tzel of the Schach. Al derech Rashi. So it lacks in the Meitzel, whatever you want to call it. It lacks. It's Lovod, it's Gesosom, it's Mash on the Shir, but it's not Mamash that you're sleeping under the tzel of the Sukkah. Like Rashi Malachim Titanir, it's like Maya, but not totally like that. It can't be a whole mikvah that way. You can't be tevil in it. Not because of chetzitzu. You have to tevil the mayim. It's not mamish mayim. So then there's a mokum to say that when do we say that, you know, you're under the schach, but not under the meitzel of the schach, and it's not good enough. That's when you don't have a hetzer sukkah. When you have a hetzer sukkah, so then the rest of the schach, we could be mekel in the halachas for the rest of the schach. It's like we're mekel in the tfanis for the rest of the schach, or we're mekel in the tzilosim and mechamosim in the rest of the schach, and according to some of the other pshatim that we had in the Gemara, if you have a local mokum, like very, very analogous to what we had in the Gemara before, that if you have a local spot that's chamsum mitzilosa, but the rest of the sukkah is tilsum rume, but in the whole it's tilsum rume chamosa, so that's also called the psal yaitzim in a sukkah. So al derech se, avir poch is megimel. If that's all you have, then it's no good, because it's not mamish kishach. It's mitzvah to the shir, but it's not mamish kishach. You can't sleep under it. But if you already have a hefshe sukkah, so then if you have a certain spot that's only avir, you can sleep under it too. That's a psal yaitzim kind of concept. So the kitzur, that's what I want to bring out. It's a riot to what I'm saying. That according to Tosfos of Pshat, the reason why you can't sleep under the Schach HaPosel is because it's psul noisif. And that's why Tosfos has to jettison that. As soon as he gets to this notion that if you have a Hefshe Sukkah, then you could sleep Bemezeh, Bemezeh, so you right away have to throw overboard this whole Mahalak of Tosfos. You have to be Tosfos to Rashi Pshat. So that's mamish a riot to this Mahalak of Tosfos. That according to Tosfos, Schach HaPosel is a psul noisif. Because if you can sleep under Avir, which is Lovod, then why can't you sleep under Schach HaPosel? According to it's a psul noisif. If it's a psul noisuf, it doesn't make any sense that it should matter if it's a hechsher sukkah or not. So therefore, as soon as Tosfos runs into that, he's chayzer ready to learn like Rashi, that Avir is the one that's any shame impactive. Not that it's a psul noisuf. What psul noisuf do you have by Avir? But because it's not so much kishach, it's kisosum, but it's not totally kisosum. It's kisosum, but it's not mamish. It's not mamish chach. It's chach. And then you can be mechalek between yesh lehechsher and eil lehechsher. Can't. If there's no hechsher, you're able to sleep under schach possible, not under the avir. It's in the chadish. If you have a hechsher, then you could sleep under both. It's not like Rashi Rav Yerucha. It's not like Rashi and Daf with Ches. No, maybe not. No, they also need it for that sukkah part. There you need the schach possible. You don't zayin al zayin the mokam echad without the schach possible. Yeah. What?
Tosfos, when he says the
kafter,
how far he's talking about avir.
This shot is already, if Tosfos is already being chayzer to Rashi, so then from Shpudim there's really no kash at all. Because according to Rashi, you're always allowed to sleep on the schach possible. Midim sava yetsu. Yeah, you know what? He's still busy within the Kovim Tanim. Tosfos asked Rashi, what about the Kovim Tanim? How do you ever sleep under the Kovim Tanim? That was one of the reasons why Tosfos was chayzer from Rashi, and he says, no longer you can sleep under. It's only schach possible. So then he says, but then you have Shpudim. So you're between, either way, you have it between, at now the Tosfos brought up Shpudim, so you're between a rock and a hard place. You want to say you can't sleep under Avi, or how can you sleep under the Kovim Tanim? You want to say you can't sleep under schach possible, so how do you sleep under the Shpudim? So Hakochi Hafim Lachalik, once you have a Hepsha Sukkah, then it's Yishen Bemazel. But when you don't have the sukkah, then it's one is yes and one is not. But which one is there yes and which one is not? That's totally machlekes Rashi and Tosfos. And I think it's Mizrik and Tosfos, and now he holds like Rashi. So when you don't have the Hepsha sukkah, so then Avir is Ein Yishenu Tachtov, and Schach Posel is Yishenu Tachtov, and that's Titaniri. When you have a Shir Schach Posel, when you have a Shir Hepsha sukkah, then you're in Yishenim even under, then you're Yishenim regardless. Meaning under Avir, that's the Kovim Tanim. And Allah has kama l'chama on this chach posel. The kasha from Shpudim can't be read in isolation. It's connected to the kasha from the Kovim Tanim. It's the same kasha. You can sleep under the Kovim Tanim. How can you sleep under the Kovim Tanim? That's why he was one of the reasons why he was doyeh to Rashi's parents. But then he said, yeah, but I run into another problem. So then I have Shpudim. So you don't really gain anything. If you have the Kovim Tanim and you have Shpudim, it says you can sleep under. Of course, you have to say that once you have extra sukkah, so tishein b'mezel b'mezel. There's nothing to talk about. Once you have Hechsher Sukkah, the whole Gemara is when you don't have Hechsher Sukkah. When you have Hechsher Sukkah, it's Yishen and Bemezeh and Bemezeh. The Chilik between Avir and Schach Posel is when you don't have Hechsher Sukkah. But which way does the Chilik run? Or it's the runs by Tosfos. And what does he need to say? L'Hochi and Ochi Pesukim Tanim. So Meduyik, now he's changing his mind. Now it runs like Rashi. The Kitzin Nimrod, the way the whole Mahalik goes, Rashi places, the way the whole Sugya runs, is that according to Rashi, Avir is Ein Yishenu Tachtov, Schach Posel is Yishenu Tachtov. That means according to Rashi, the reason why it's Ein Yishenu Tachtov, it's not a Psul Noisuf. Avir doesn't have a Psul Noisuf. It's not a Yoshin Tachasemita, it's zero. It's not a Psul Noisuf. It's that Lovud is not strong enough that it should be Yishenu Tachtov. It makes it Kisukkah to a certain extent, for the Shir, for the Zero, if we have a, it makes it Kisukkah. But not enough that it should be Yishenim Tachtov. Whatever exactly, Hezbollah, last week I said Hezbollah. an oil, with a natal. I don't, right now, for our purposes, we don't have to commit ourselves to a particular hesber. But the way Rashi learns the etzim structure of the sugya, Abir is ein yishenim tachtov, tachbosel is yishenim tachtov. According to Rashi, it's clear that the reason why by Abir is ein yishenim tachtov is not because the Abir is a psul noisof, but because Lovud is not 100% like Sach. It's enough like Sach with Tziruf, it's not enough like Sach that should be yishenim tachtov. And that's the dimin to Titanirik. The Titanirik is Kemaya, but not 100% Kemaya. And that's why Abir is ein yishenim tachtov. Why is tachbosel yes yishenim tachtov? I have to say that's a special kind of tefillah that the sach apostol could become once you have a hechsher, once you have enough sach kosher, the sach apostol also is nigrar imo, it's kind of greater, and that you don't have by Abir. That's the mahalach according to Rashi. According to Tosis Faket, Tosis learns that the lovud is enough that it should be shein and tachta. Lovud is kisosum and it's kisach kosher and it's 100% good. So why is and what's any shein and tachta sach apostol? Why is any shein and tachta if lovud is 100% like sach? Sach posel is also lovud. Mukach in the sugya, the sach posel is also lovud. The Gemara says, "Lo yehei la'avir." So sach posel also has lovud. So why is sach posel ain't yishenim tachtov? According to Tosis, it must be that sach posel. It's not that lovud is not good enough to be mamish like sach. Lovud is good enough to be exactly like sach. But when you have sach posel over there, then you have then besides the sach hakosher, you also have sach posel. It's a psul noisof. It's like yoshen chachas amito. You have good sach, but you're also yoshen chachas amito. So you have good lovud, and the whole thing is kisosim v'sach kosher. But you also have sach posel. You can't sleep under the sach posel. It doesn't destroy the shir because it's not a haflogo. You have lovud, so there's no haflogo. The sach posel doesn't create a haflogo. So you have the sach kosher all the way. But besides the sach kosher all the way, you also have sach posel. It's a psul noisif, but you can't sleep under the sach posel. So that's in the kudus ha-machoikis between Rashi and Mahalach of the sugya. And Taisim Alach of the Sugya. According to Rashi, the Eni Yishenim Tachtov is by Avir. So the Pshad is because Lovud is not enough to be Yishenim Tachtov. And Sach Posel has an extra kind of greater sphagos that the Avir doesn't have. But the Etzim Din of Eni Yishenim Tachtov is because Lovud is not Kishach Mamish. And according to Taisim Faket, Lovud is Kishach Mamish, but Sach Posel is a Psul Noisuf. So then Taisim is a problem. First, he had a problem with Rashi in the Kovim Tanim. How do you sleep by the covering back? So Tosis, that was one of the reasons why Tosis came around to his job. But then he says, you don't really gain so much because you still have shvudim. So how do you sleep under the shvudim? So that's not really a solution. So therefore, Tosis, you have to say that once you have a hechsher sukkah, then everything else is within tefillos. Everything else is then you shein is ben bezeh ben bezeh. So I'm adding that only makes sense if you're in Rashi's world. That was wrong with the reason why it's any shein and tachlov is because lovud is geschach, but it's not mamish geschach. So it's like schach, it's also mischach kosher, but it lacks a little bit in the din meitzel or whatever you want to call it. There's a chisorin in the schach. So if a chisorin is in the schach, the tefillos could work. Then you say, once you have an extra sukkah, then the rest of the schach, it doesn't have mamish all of the pitcher, because, you know, it's lacking a little bit, but, you know, once we have the ikar extra sukkah, the rest of the schach could get away with less. That's the whole sugya, that's the concept of tefillos. Once you have a schach that's silsum rimechamosa, you can have spats that are chamsum rimechilosa. Once you have schach that is hefshet fanis, the rest doesn't need hefshet fanis, the whole sugi runs that way. So here as well, you can say, once you have a hefshet zayin al zayin of schach kosher, then the rest of the schach doesn't have to be 100%. It could be even just lovud. Then it could be a shein in tachto. But if you look like Tosus, that schach posel is a psul noisof, and that's why it's any shein in tachto, then what difference does it make if you have a hefshet sukkah, you don't have a hefshet sukkah, but there's a psul noisof of yoshen tachas amito. The answer is in Echanami. The minute Tosis introduces this notion of Hechsher Sukkah, he's already chayzer to learn like Rashi, and it's meduyik in Tosis. Behechav. Because already then Tosis says, L'hochi nokev v'sukkah tana. If you're not being chayzer to Rashi, so then L'hochi nokev v'sukkah tana makes no sense. According to Tosis, you have to be talking about sukkah tana. Because the din of Shal Reishi needing kasukkah means that it's nistarf to a shir, and that b'chal only makes sense by a sukkah tana. That's what Tosis said before. So what do you have to add in now? Another L'hochi nokev v'sukkah tana? Al-Kochad, he's already been chayzer to learn like Rashi, like he does eventually from the Yerushalmi anyway. But it already happens now. That's exactly what I'm saying. Because in his mahalach, this chiluk about Hechsher Sukkah is not tenable. He must already be chayzer like Rashi. So once you chayzer to learn like Rashi, so then he has the problem. If you learn like Rashi, so when Rabbi Yishai said, when the Braisa says, Tzal Yaisen Yinik Yisukkah, it means that Schach Bosul is Yishenim Tachtov. No, Yishenim Tachtov is even by Sukkah Gedolah. Why are we talking about a Sukkah Tana? The Heresis Kaya, Sukkah Gedolah is not a chiddush. Even by Abir by Sukkah Gedolah, you'd be Yishenim Tachtov. By Sukkotan it's a chiddush. By Av Yitakana Yishayim Taktu. By Safosul Yishayim Taktu. That's a chiddush you only have by Sukkotan, not by Sukkotan. Okay. For Rabbi Yochanan and the Rambam, we're not gonna get, but we'll stop here. At some point, it was arbitrary to reset. We have the whole summer, right?